Okay. Simon Lamed Beis deals with Ksivas Tefillin. We're not Sofrim, so we're not Batim Machers. But I still want to, you know, run through some of these halachas, even if we only touch some of them and aren't eyeing so much into them. But I think it's good to know. Mitzvah Tefillin, Sheyichtav Arba Parshiyos, Shehein Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, Ad Lemu'ada. So there are four parshiyos in Tefillin. Kadeshli, Vayaki V'yacha, Shema V'yam Shemoa. We're familiar, you know, the Mechokas of the Seder parshiyos of Ben Tam. It thinks the last two should be switched. It's not Shema V'yam Shemoa, it's V'yam Shemoa and then Shema. So hopefully we'll get to Rebbe Tam more, but for now, the halacha that the Ramah mentions is the fact that you have to write them kichsavam. You have to say kichsavam kiseder hazeh. So the point I'm trying to make is even for Rebbe Tam, who thinks you put the parshas in a different order, he still thinks you write them in this order. So if you're writing about the Tefillin Shel Yad, it's all one piece, you'd leave a spot for Shema. For Yom Shemoa, you write Shema at the end, and then you write Yom Shemoa. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be written. The four parashas have to be written in this order. The Imshin Apostle, L'chatchila Yichtav Shel Yad Kodem Shel Rosh, and L'chatchila you have to write Shel Yad Kodem Shel Rosh. So this Din of Kesidron isn't only connected to how you write the parsha, it's also within the parsha. So, for example, if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you fix it. If you find a mistake in Tefillin, what do you have to do? You go and use it. Why? Because you can't fix it, because it has to be written in Kesidron. If you find a mistake, theoretically, you can erase what's left after and fix the mistake. But you can only do that if you don't have Hashem's name later. Because if you already wrote Hashem's name, so you can't erase Hashem's name. It's from Mechikas Hashem. So, in you have to be going to erase the parsha. So basically, you're writing, you made a mistake, and you wrote the next word, that's not a problem. The next word is, you know, instead of Al Adama, you wrote Yifkat Lamed, so you're Al Ayin Adama, erase Adama, and write Al Adama. But if you wrote Hashem's name, you can't fix it anymore because you can't erase Hashem's name. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same thing. But usually you can't, because usually there's so many Hashem's name in Shem. You have to not only do new parshiyos, they're all in separate klafim, right? The Tefillin Shel Yad has one klaf, all four parshiyos. The Tefillin Shel Rosh, the four compartments, separate klafim. But let's say you find a mistake in the second parsha. So you can't just switch that parsha. Why can't you switch that parsha? Because there's a different kesidron. So if you switch that parsha, you have to switch the ones after it as well, the third and fourth as well. So that's the Din of Kesidron, which, you know, makes it a little more complicated. And that's one of the reasons the Sofer Sbir Shemayim, because, I mean, there are many halachas that, you know, you can pull the wool over the eyes, but Kesidron is one that you can't tell. You can't tell if it was fixed later, meaning...
Within Kesidron, can you just do... let's say there's like a letter, it's fine, make it right in, but like, you want to make it like... clear.
No, so that's fine. If it's kosher... Let's say they're very close together. You can. There's certain things we'll see. It doesn't affect everything. Certain tikkunim can be made in the Tefillin even afterwards. So, for example, let's say you wrote an extra letter. So, if it's a type of letter that the markers here, where the markers are. I'm not sure where the markers are. But anyway, let's imagine there's a letter. Oh, you're over there. Thank you.
The red one.
Good thing we're on an A-Till, because red would be possible. Thank you. So, we'll probably discuss more later, just, you mentioned it, so, if it's, you know, Be-Vei-Secha, you have three bases, Be-Vei-Secha, instead of two bases. So, theoretically, what you could do is erase it, then you have a space between the base and the yod, so it looks like it's two separate words. So, if it's a letter you can extend, still looks like a base, so then you're okay. That's a tikkun you can do later, it's not a problem of kesidron, because you fixed it. Certain things you can't fix. If you have a vav, you know, if two vavs, you wrote two vavs by accident, it actually happens, because if you're writing, you don't always think, you know, if you write the same word twice, or the same letter twice. So you can't, if you erase it, and now you extend the vav, it looks like a resh. If it's tzaris, it doesn't help. So it, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, depending on the mitzvahs. Anyway, there are details. Let's start. Let's continue. Really, with halacha base. I should mention that in the ksav itself, the Mishnah points out that in Shema Yisrael, the ayin is bigger and the dalid echad Shema and echad it's a bigger os. It's not akev. That's the minhag of the sofrim. We try to make it four times as big. You know, a small letter. But like I said, it's not ma'akev. Usually, if you see a parasha that doesn't have it, so you have to wonder, you know, if the sofer knew what he was doing. Meaning, sometimes it's like a simon, the sofer, you know, wasn't a baki in halacha, and that would be, you know, more of a problem. Shel Rosh Yichtav Kol Achas B'Klaf Levada. As I mentioned, the four parashas in the Shel Rosh are written on a separate klafim. Shel Yad Kosvin Kulam B'Klaf Achad, the Shel Yad has one compartment, and it's one klaf. The four separate columns in the cloth, but it's one cloth, meaning it's like it's written long, usually I think like seven lines, long cloth, has four columns, it's kind of like this, it's very long cloth, and there are four sections, one, two, three, four, you know, Shema, Kivyacha, how does it go? Kadesh, and Kivyacha, Shema, Vyam, Shema. And that's the Shel Yad. And the Shel Rosh are you just cut the cloth and you have four separate cloth and you put them in each compartment. Okay. Let's say here. Gimel dichtevim bidyo shachar. Important in halacha, the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai, that the dyo has to be black ink. Welcome. We're holding here Lamed Beis Gimel. Lamed Beis Gimel. Yichatvim bidyo shachar. So you have to use black ink to write stam. Bein sheish bo me'afatzim, bein sheim me'afatzim. L'chatchil l'achm l'ktov diyar osim me'ashan eitzim or shamanim shiruyim me'afatzim k'mo shi'ispar b'yoradeya. Okay, so you have to write in black ink. Today, I think they make the ink the same way they used to make it. Mikra din, any black ink is okay. It doesn't have to be made a certain way, as long as it's really black. If it's, you know, dark blue, it's possible. It has to be black. It has to stay black. It's good to have high quality ink that's going to stay black. There's a big shadow with a lot of old Sefer Torah that the letters look a little brownish, even a little reddish, because the ink fades. It doesn't just fade, but it kind of like changes color with time. So big machlokas achronim. Some say that since it was written as black, it stays kosher. Others say no, it's possible. You have to like go over it. And others say that no, you could like if the evidence kosher, but l'chatchila, you know, you shouldn't. People are involved in fixing up old Sefer Torah. Are involved with this. Yeah. Okay. So the Mechaber says, "Kasav afilu os achas b'sharmini tzivonim o b'zahav hariz psulin." Any other color is possible. If zarek afro zav or osis view through like gold. If you throw gold dust on the letters to make it look nice, it's possible. So what do? You take off the gold and it's okay. It doesn't ruin the ksav. The ksav tachan is kosher. If you wrote through the dust from Shem Hashem, then it takes the kana lefisha also havi razav mishum the havi kemocha kes Hashem. There's isur mechikas Hashem, and apparently, scraping off the dust is included in that izur.
It's either erasing or it's not erasing. The fact that, like we just said that...
The ksav tachton is kosher. But the ksav tachton you can't see because of the dust on top.
Yeah.
So erasing that dust is also an izur of Achikas Hashem. That's the reason. Now, this is an example where it's not a problem with kesidra, meaning it's puzzle, but you can erase the dust and make a kosher because it was written there. It's just there's an outside... okay. The dio doesn't have to be made lishma. You can buy dio from goyim. That doesn't have to be made in a specific way, as long as it's black. Okay. Dalit. Tzarek shalola tadabik shum os bechaberta. Ela kol os tiyem mukefes kvil. There's a concept called mukefes kvil, mukafvil. So if I have over here, you know, a beis and an aleph. So these are two distinct letters. There's a little bit of space between them. Let's say I accidentally extended the letter, the base, to the aleph. The, bottom, right, the bottom of the base touches the bottom of the aleph. Or likewise, let's say I have a klaf, and the letter goes all the way to the end. It's the end of the klaf. There's no gavil, there's no parchment around the letter. Every letter has to be surrounded with parchment. And that's a halacha, learned in the Gemara Benachas. You have to write complete writing. It has to be proper writing. You can't miss letters. You can't even miss a tzura of a letter. Kotza shel yod is the example. It's a kotza shel yod. This is a picture of a yod. If you look carefully at a yod, it has a little coat at the bottom of the top, meaning this is the side of the yod, this is the top of the yod. The top goes up, and the bottom of the top, over here in the left-hand corner, goes down. This is called the kutza shel yod. So if you didn't have a kotza in the yod, even that would be an issue. Again, the question, that's how I think... I think it was the Tagin. The Tagin. He was actually the Tagin. But the Tagin are the... They're different Gemaras. One is actually every Essen of the Torah. No, I don't think so. That was that's the Gemara with the Skar Laprisha, Skar Latrisha. I think it's a different Gemara. The Gemara that you're referring to, if I'm mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, is Gemara Menachos that speaks about visit Rabbi Kiva in the Beis Medrash. On what was it on the Tagin? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Tagin.
Tagin grounds.
Yeah, I think it was a Tagin, but. Hold on a second, let's see if I can... Anyway, the Tagin are the letters Shat Nei Zgatz. Shin, Shat, Nei Zgatz. Those letters have a little crown on the side of it. So, say Gimel... The gimel has on it a little crown. So let's just take a step back. So shulot tidbak shum os bechavita elakol os ti mukevitz gvil. V'yichtov k'sivatama yishav k'sivatama shol yechser afilu kutsa shol yon v'yemetuya kilchasa. That's the din of tagin. You should have tagin. The tagin are ma'agev, but that, this is how it should be the chatchila. A second, this Gemara here pulls up here. Right, the Gemara says coats, right? Adam Echad, Gemara Chavtes, and Menachos. Adam Echad, Yesh, Shasi Lios, Besof, Kamadorish, Vakiva, Ben Yosef, Shmo, Shasi Lidrash, I'll call coats for coats, Tilin, Tinshin, and Shalachos. You're right, 100%. Thank you. Anyway, the Gemara says we have the coats, and we have the Tagin, the Tagin on Akev. There is a question on Kutsa Shal Yod. I'm giving you one interpretation. I think the Yavin behold it wouldn't be Ma'akev if that bottom coat wasn't there. Maybe it's the top one. But anyway, Lemaisa, there are a lot of details here. The letter shouldn't be that thin. If you make them like paper, like, you know, paper thin, so then it can easily crack. They can easily be nimchak. There's a mitzvah to have beautiful parshios. The chiddush here, of course, is that the din of Zekeri Neveyu is not the front of mitzvahs. Usually, it refers to something that you see. You should have a nice, you know, lulav, and a nice esrei, a nice talis. The tefillin, where are the parshios? Inside, you don't really see them. So there's a machlokas, is there hiddur in such a case? We hope there is hiddur even in the inside, even though it's mechupe, you don't see him, there's still any of hiddur. I should mention that if you keep your tefillin like in your car in the summer, you might have a problem, because even if the letters were written in a thick ink, you know, in the end of the day it gets really, really hot. And it could ruin the parshia. So you have to be careful with your tefillin, not to expose them to heat. So the letters, you know, really could melt in the car, really hot in the summer in the car. I know somebody who left his tefillin in his car, and his car was stolen. And there was his bar mitzvah tefillin. So he wasn't upset with the car. He was only upset about the tefillin. Of course, the insurance also paid for the car, not for the tefillin. But he felt you know, terrible about it. So it's not good to leave your tefillin in the car b'chlal. But anyway, okay. you know, when I say this bar mitzvah tefillin, meaning his parents already passed on, it was like a, you know, a sense of, you know, connection to the family. Anyway, the mice, not to speak of the fact that they probably were thrown out, meaning people who sold the car, you know, probably weren't putting on tefillin, you know, every day. Anyway, the Seder. Moving on. Hey. The halacha is to write stam. You have to write in your right hand if you're a righty, or even if you're ambidextrous. V'im kasav, the small psulim. If you're in your left hand, you're psul. If you're a righty, or if you're ambidextrous. Im efshar libs alachem k'suvim biyamin. This halacha of the need to write biyamin isn't muskam on the rishonim. So if you don't have other tefillin, you should wear a tefillin that was written in the left hand, even by a righty, meaning it was written by the left hand. From righty, so according to many Rishonim, it's possible, but there are Rishonim holds kasher, and therefore you should put them on the bracha. If you take out small, the idea of having yamin, a lefty should put on the tefillin, should write tefillin with his left hand. Okay. Vav. Ein tzarech sirtzo tzkiim shita elyona. If you notice in the Sefer Torah, there are lines. The lines are a little hard to see because they're not lines with ink, but they're lines that are like just like etched into the parchment. That's called sirtut. So halacha is the Sefer Torah needs sirtut, the mezuzah needs sirtut. Tefillin ain't tzarech sirtut. It doesn't need sirtut. Ki im shita al yon, except for the shita al yon to write, make sure you write, you know, in a straight way. Write the top line straight. All the lines will be straight. There's a general halacha. You shouldn't write, you know, Torah without sirtut. But not, it's not, there's not a need that every line has to have sirtut.
It makes it easier
for the sofer, right? It does. Our minhag is that we do sirtut on all the lines. But maker, then you don't need it, except for the top. That's what we do. We are massage the kolashuros. We decide to have a fair makom a sirtut nisher tzavu. You have to make sure you don't use, you know, a pencil or a pen to do it, because you want to write on the cloth, not on that. So we have to, that's what we do. It you just it's just a line. The Yisrael Mishnah Tzarek Sirtut Tami L'mal L'matam, and some say you need Sirtut on the sides. They say Reb Chaim was not Chumras, because there's a Tosfos and Sot that sounds like Tefillin shouldn't have Sirtut. No, you don't need it, you shouldn't have it. Nobody today is kosher for that. We have Sirtut, in fact we usually use the same cloth. We'll see later that they ma'abid the cloth in such a way they can use it for multi-purposes. They can use it for Sefer Torah, for Tefillin, for Mezuzah. It just keeps things a little bit more organized and a little easier. Okay. Exactly. They ma'abi the oros. But let's right now we're going to discuss this. So let's learn it. It's actually pretty complicated. Halacha zayin. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai tefillin al klaf v'lo al sustos v'lo al gvil. So there are three things mentioned here. Gvil is the whole skin, the whole piece of skin. Klaf is niklaf. It's a lesson of like peeled, the outside part of the skin that's peeled. And the sustos is the inside part, after you peel the outside of the inside. The sofrim today generally or don't know how to separate the cloth. I have a friend who's actually Taimani, and he says, of course you separate the cloth, you have to know how to do it. And there's a very tiny, tiny layer that's called cloth, and that's what we write on, and they follow that Masorah. But except for the Taimanim, everybody today just writes on Gvil, basically. It's a question how that works out in terms of the sources. It seems to be Alecha Moshe Sinai, it seems to be Ma'akev. But Lamaisa, they take the cloth, or the gvil, they take the animal's hide, and they ma'abid it, they put it in sid, and they make it, you know, roy to write on. And then they shave off the inside part, near the basar, and they shave off just a little bit of the outside part, and they call that klaf, and it's like one size fits all. It's not what it says in the Gemara, it's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the accepted practice, and the post can, you know, justify it in various ways. It's actually even a machlokas what klaf and the chsustus is. I said the outside is klaf, and inside is the chsustus. Some hold the exact opposite. So it's really a real mess. Anyway, ma'u klaf, ma'u the chsustus, ha'or, b'shash shivu, the cholkin is l'shnayim, v'chelek achitzen shu'tzar ha'seyar, nikr klaf. Like I said, the outside is called the klaf. Afnimi, hadavak l'basar, nikr the chsustus. The inside part is the chsustus. V'zek yamin, kosim al klaf, makom basar. If they're in the klaf, on the inside of the klaf, meaning not where the hair is, and outside. Hainu makam hayoser kar levaser. The hainu makam chibur shu davak with the chsustus. So the chsustus you always write on the outside of it, closer to the hair, and the klaf you always write on the inside, closer to the basar. So you're always writing on the inside part of. Like, we don't do this, so I'm not sure if it's really worthwhile spending time on this at this point. Okay, so like I said, we generally have one size fits all in terms of klaf. There are a lot of details here, but we're going to move on. Tzarech haklaf liyas mu'ubar. I mentioned before, you can't write on it until you're ma'abid it. You have to have it go through a process of ibur. Ba'afatim b'sid v'tzarech shiyah mu'ubar lishma. You have to do this l'shem kedushas tefillin. Tzav l'hotzi b'sfasav v'tchilas ibur shehu ma'abid l'shem tefillin. It's good to say it out loud. And it's a general question when you have to do things lishma. Does it have to think it? The sofer is going to think that he's writing l'shem tefillin, or he has to say it. So we say l'chatchila, you should always say it. Aval imda l'shem mezuzah pasul. If you're ma'abid at l'shem mezuzah, it's pasul, because that's less kedusha. But if you're ma'abid at l'shem sefer Torah, for someone who has higher kedusha, that would be good. Yeah.
So as long as that, when we have like the one size fits all.
Yeah.
At what point do you have to?
Oh, so what do they do today? They ma'abid at l'shem sefer Torah,
and they.
And that's the highest. And the assumption is that everything is included in it. If they want, they say, I'm out of the Shem Torah. And if I want, I'll use it for tefillin. And if I want, I'll use it for mezuzah. And if not, I'll use it for megillahs. And if not, I'll be chulin. You know, I won't use it for anything. Something like that. There's a whole discussion in the postgame if this is an appropriate thing to do. Maybe it's better to ma'abid specifically. Part of the question is the question of breira. The way I just formulated it is that they're ma'abid the Shem Sefer Torah. And they make a tanai after. Some of the sofrim used to do it, if I use it for Sefer Torah, it's Sefer Torah. And if I do it for Tefillin, it's for Tefillin. Then you haven't designated for one thing. You haven't designated for Sefer Torah and then included everything else under it. You say, if. So that might be a shayla of Breira. Maybe Breira doesn't work on a Daraisa, if you assume Ibud is Daraisa, need for Ibud is Daraisa. So that's a big discussion. This is another one of the Brisker Chomer. Some of the Briskers want to have Ibud, L'Shem, Mezuzah, or Ibud, L'Shem, Dafka, specific Ibur. It creates a big mess, because as soon as you do that, then it gets mixed up, or even the klaf itself sometimes isn't good. The tefillin klaf has to be very thin, because they have to squeeze it into the parshas shel rosh. The mezuzah klaf can be thick. So sometimes, you know, if you designate it, and it's too thick, you're not going to be able to use it. You know, so the sofrim don't like doing that. There's some briskers who want that. I tell you the truth, it's a little hard for me to understand the Chumra, because from the Gemara, it's really, for the Gemara, in Menachah, it sounds like taking it okay, it's just that you can't, it's a bizarre to Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was done the shame Sefer Torah, not the shame Tefillin, and yet it seems to be okay. So it seems to be, the Pasha says it's not an issue at all. Anyway, Lamaisi, you need Ibud Lishma, and that's what we have. We usually have Ibud Lishma for Sefer Torah with a Tanai, and we just use it for whatever we need it for. Okay. Tests. Once upon a time, the goyim were involved in the ibud, and there was a whole issue of a Jew helping. We say, yeah. Today, all the ibud is done by Jews, so it's not an issue. But the Mechaber says, "Im ibdo en Yehudi l'ram apostle afilo amar liyisrael avid lishma v'rosh kasher yisrael omer l'kaba yisrael omer l'kaba is enough." The v'sio is to help a little bit. V'sio k'tzas b'ibud. Chenu agi. K'shem misamnim l'kavim v'artzei k'ein osios afal pi shenag yekalem yud l'zayif. So again, we're discussing a reality where the goyim are doing it, and then you're not going to stay there the whole time. So you want to make sure that he doesn't switch your klaf. Maybe he's going to switch your klaf with a different klaf. So you have to make a simen, make a little sign, a little hole, a little, you know, whatever. So this is a very important halacha that he, just for the principle of the matter. Are we concerned that the goy switched the klaf? So what's the Mechaber say? It's easy for him to lie. He's afraid. There's a concept of mirsas. Mirsas we rely upon in kashrus a lot, right? You know, you don't have the mashgiach 24/7, but the worker knows that if he's caught, he's going to lose his business. So he loses his job. So Mela, the hashkaka can continue. Pardon?
You want to take the risk.
Yeah, you want to take the risk. Uman lomari umnuse. And uman, so the same thing here. The principle is an important principle. People who don't have the manos can be granted the manos if they're afraid to lie. If they're afraid to lie, it has to be something that's really at stake. You know, if it's only, if you're going to lose your hashkacha, it's at stake. If anyone doesn't care about the hashkacha, so then it's not. Okay. Fine. Or she'ibda shelo lishma imish tikun lachzul la'avu lishma yisbar b'tur yoredeya. Let's see, you did the ibud shelo lishma, can you do it again lishma? He actually sends you to yoredeya, but it's not found in yoredeya, it's found in the tour. The tour there speaks about it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't speak about it, but the tour discusses that issue. As machlokes, can you do ibud achar ibud? Okay. Beseder. Yodbez. Yeah. So halacha l'mosh b'sina has to be written on a cloth or a cloth. If it doesn't have to be shechted, the animal could die and it's all to be shot. It can't be from non-kosher animals. I'm sorry, it's not like what she's saying, it's a drasha. Okay. You shouldn't use or dag. Now, today, we almost never use anything except for behema, for cows. You have old Sifri Torah that were written on a cloth of deer. That exists. There's a Sefer Torah in my shul that's written on a cloth of a deer. But today, usually it's written on a cloth of behemoths, of cows. And not only cows, they usually use it on, they usually write on the shlil, which is the embryo. Because just like, you know, as we know, you get older, your skin gets more, you know, has wrinkles, it has, you know, birthmarks. But the child's skin is very clear. So they usually, I mean, it's an industry, it's a, you know, just it's sad to think about it, but don't think about it too much. When you have a meat industry, they don't only like selling meat, they also like selling leather. So what do? They impregnate the cows, and then they kill them. They sell the meat of the animal, of the mother, to the food industry, and they sell the leather of the embryo to the leather industry. So we... you know, some of it goes for, you know, purses and shoes and all sorts of things. But it also goes towards making Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzahs. So, like I said, if you think about it too much, it's a little bit... Well, no, you could also use cloth of behema. It's just that the cloth of embryo is usually nicer. It's usually a more better quality. We like having cloth that's very good quality. It's you're right on. It lasts longer. No, I think we assume that I think the reality is that the shlil, the embryo of a behemoth is the best quality. If you don't have that, so you use what you have. somebody told me that he knew... Are you vegetarian?
What?
Are you vegetarian?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody told me that he knew a kid who was a vegan. Who didn't want to wear tefillin because the tefillin are made from leather. So the halachas and velos are also kosher, meaning it doesn't have to be killed. I mean, the velos. So from the velos, he was willing to get it, but it's hard to find the velos. Usually, you know, usually the velos have to just die. It doesn't, you know, usually it's not from the velos. Anyway.
In the army, they offer boots that are not
made of
leather.
Is that right? Okay. But they don't offer tefillin, something like that. Only boots. They don't offer religious. They don't give every soldier tefillin. I'm sure if you want, you can get a pair of tefillin in the army.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Pardon? Totally. Okay. Yud Gimel, Yeklaf Shalim Shliyav Nekavim Sheina Dio Over Elov. It shouldn't have any holes in the cloth. If there are tiny holes that the ink just like covers over, that's okay. So if it's a bigger hole, that would be a problem. And like I said before, you have to make sure the os is mukaf kvil. So you have to make sure that there are no holes on the side of the letters, because it has to be mukaf, has to be surrounded with the parchment. Yudalid hasodim ezrizim osim shloshim mina klafim ha'av yosef lechtov parshas shema shi ktana v'adakim v'ano parshas fayim shemoa shi yosef gadol parshas kadosh parshas fayim yach hashem arukos osim klaf takma od osim malabati v'shavim v'zev noy tefillin. So the way the Mechaber is describing it is you want the four parshias, the four sections of the tefillin shlosh, to look the same width. So if one parsha is longer, so use a thinner klaf. If one parsha is shorter, use a thicker klaf. Today we don't do this because today our tefillin are very, very strong, and like the parshas in the boxes don't make the boxes like thicker or thinner. You know, the boxes are boxes. We use tefillin gasos. I forgot to bring it in. Next time I'll bring in some tefillin in the process of being made, and you see that it's like really hard skin. We use most people get gasos today. Gasos are made out of, you know, the neck of a behemoth, of a cow. As opposed to dakos, which come from like sheep. The cheap tefillin that cost like, you know, a few $100 are dakos. And then they're really more flimsy. The batim are more flimsy. Every couple of years, the batim can warp. Tefillin that are gasos just last. And they don't go anywhere. So that's why we're not concerned about the types of cloth we use, because the boxes themselves are very strong. Even today, even the dakos today are stronger than I think they once were. And that's why this is not relevant anymore. Halakha Tezvav. So there's a great sefer downstairs in the Mizbeirish, right? I was planning on bringing up, and I forgot. It's called Sefer Torah Shanim Sabot Taos. It was written by two Talmidei Chachamim. One is no longer in this world, Yitzchak Goldstein. And he has expertise when it comes to old Sefer Torah. And he has a company called Machon Ot that basically refurbishes old Sefer Torah. So he wrote a book called Sefer Torah Sheyesh Bo Taos. It's a book that's really kedai for every shul to have, because essentially what it is a picture book of every letter in the alphabet, and it says this type of problem. If the crack is here, it's possible. If the crack is here, you should show it to a tinok. Crack is here, it's okay. V'di'evit. And it has like a. They had the issue with the Shabbos. Okay, did they take out the book? Or
the same
term.
You were there.
Yeah, during the maftir, right, man.
No kids.
I think he ended up saying it was fine. Like he made a whole announcement that when you do Abdullah on, let's say, Shabbos, don't do it on the wax, because the wax might have gotten to the Sefer Torah.
To the cloth.
Yeah, so like that would have, like, that maybe.
Really?
Affected it somehow? I don't know.
Okay. It was wax?
He didn't think of this was wax, but he makes the announcement.
Okay. So. Interesting. It's good to know. Anyway, guys, I'll be leaning to bring it next time. It's a very, very worthwhile safer. He has a whole chapter on the sif. Well, on a few of these sifim. But let's just read this Bikias, and we'll try to understand it. Tezvav. Im la'achar shenichtav nekev nikev b'tocha hei omem kosher. So even though we said there's a halacha that the os has to be surrounded by klaf, if the inside of the os there's a hole, that's not a problem. I feel nikev kol tocho. Shenekav amal kol achal. Aval b'Yerushalmi rashi shagam efnin tzarech shiyeh mukaf kvil. So there's a machlokas. Probably Yerushalmi is the problem of mukaf kvil only on the outside. Only on the outside it's necessary there's klaf, or even on the inside. So we hold that, you know, the chumra that we're kosher for the Yerushalmi, that even if the hole's on the inside, it's a problem. Im nikev, nikev regel pnimi shel hay afilu lanisha imenu el kolshu kosher la rosh. Aval shana poskim atzurim kamali os ktana v'hachi hilchus. So the Mechaber says nikev regel pnimi shel hay afilu lanisha imenu el kolshu kosher. So let's say we have over here a hay. Hay is made of two parts. This looks kind of like a reish. And what you have over here, the bottom of the hay. So let's say you have a hole in the hay. But the hay goes all the way down. So the washer, it still looks like a hay, right? Even if it looks like this. Right? It's still a hay. Right?
A cuff.
Pardon? If this goes down, it'd be a kuf. Yeah. But if it's the same, if it's just the right hand, right side, bottom part of the hay, it was like, you know, has. Fine. And Nikev regal Yamani in the Shayim Menim will law, oh, it's Ktana Kosher. If you're not possible. If this side, you know, if the left hand part, you still need to have something that's Os Ktana. It's less than Os Ktana. If it's just like this, let's say it's just one line. This is possible. But if it's like this, it's a little higher, then it's okay. Okay? So easily, if Surah is a certain Osios, you have to learn the Surah and see what's Ma'ak, what's Ma'ak, if it's a whole Chokhmah. First of all, we're not going to spend so much time on that, but yeah.
Isn't it Chiyav to fix it, though?
And the passage is that it's Kosher, it's Kosher. It's certainly Hidur to fix it. It's not a problem, Shalak Sidran and Tefillin, it's Kosher. But it's a nice thing to do to fix it. I don't think it's a Chiyav. Okay. Simit HaZayin. It's a simon, sif rather. Sif to zayin. It's not so quick to get through simon long days. Sif to zayin. Nivsak achas me osios hapshutos kigon vav zayin ash nivsak regel kiyotzi behen im tinok shen yolachachom lo tipe shachol ikros akashim. So there's a din of tinok. There's a lot of misinformation when it comes to tinok. A tinok only has certain abilities. It's tinok, if it's os missing and tinok says it's fine, it's still not good. Likewise, if the os is totally distorted, a tinok can't, you know, make it kosher. Tina can make kosher things like this. The letter yod looks like this. The letter vav is essentially a yod, just a little longer. The letter nun sofit looks like a vav, just even longer. So if you have a nun sofit, it's broken over here. There's a crack in the middle. So what does it look like, kind of? Kind of looks like a vav. So what do? You take a tinok. If you show him the whole letter, he's going to know it's a nun. He's not. It has to be a tinuk that knows the letters. He has to be familiar with letters. But he can't be a tinuk who's like a super genius. He's going to be able to like figure out what you're trying to, you know, what he should say. He has to know what it looks like. So you cover this part, the bottom part of the nun, after the crack. And you say, what is this letter? And then he says, oh, it's a vav. Puzzle. If he says it's a nun, it's kosher. Same thing with a vav. The vav can look like a yun. If the vav is cracked in the middle, the vav can look like a yud. You show it with him, and you ask him, what is this letter? So the Mechaber says, Im tinok she'eino lo chacham v'lo tipesh, meaning he knows how to read, but he's not, you know, a genius. She'eino chazos lo shar osios k'mon tzayim. So this is to cover the other letters. I show him just this, okay, because if you show him the whole word, he might be able to figure it out based on the word. So some say you don't have to, some say you do have to, some say you should cover the letters before, not the letters after. Different approaches. The Ramah writes, "Im eino anu roim shol nishar tzuras haos k'tikun al pasul." Like I said, if it's not a tzuras haos, then it's possible even if the kid can decipher it. Avisha tina kore osok yelchasa. The hadmach shirinan shenifsak os dafka shenichtav kashus v'achak nifsak. Aval im nitchila shenichtav haya sham nekev v'nifsak bo o im regal chaf pshuta. So, like I said, a cotton can't solve all our problems. If there's no heck of kvil, so it's not mukaf kvil. It's not going to help you that the cotton can discern it, because it's not a question. It looks like a kuf. It's just the bottom of the kuf touches the edge of the klaf. So it's not mukaf kvil. Or likewise, if there's a nekev, things like that, it's not going to help if the cotton says it's okay, because there's an inherent psul. Second, if there are two, sometimes you bring kids come up, not like in the call here, there are a lot of kids. So you bring a kid, two kids come up, once the kid says it's good, once it says not good. So what do you do? What do you do?
See which one.
I mean, they're both kids. If there's a chacham, it's possible anyway. It has to be a kid who's not a chacham, not a tipesh.
Get a third person.
Get a third kid. If there are no kids, like having the Shabbos, right? No kids. So the Chazanish holds that a Mora Hara can be machria what a kid would say, which is interesting because you think the kid has to be able to say it. No, you can like kind of touch it up. Like, I think this is like, it looks enough like it. So it's not a din in a kid per se, it's what a kid would say. That's what the Chazanish holds, which is helpful. I guess it's good to have more hara as I was a kid at heart. Okay. It's always good to be a kid at heart. That's what Chaim said. Al tashlicheini leit zikna. So the story is the Rav was standing at Sur Chaim on Yom Kippurim. And the Tzibur said that pasuk. And the Rav didn't say it. He said, I'm a young boy, why should I say the pasuk? So Rav Chaim said to him that it's zikna is a state of mind. It's not a physical reality. It's a beautiful word. So always have to be a kid at heart. Okay. Fighter. Yod Zayin. That I mentioned, Sefer Toshin Toast, asking a child. There's a lot more details. We can look there. Zayin, Rafa Dibas Dio, Tocha Os, Feinani Keras Os, Ein Takana Ligror Hadio. Right, this is Chok Tochos, that you have to write the letter. If a piece of, a drop of ink falls onto your cloth, and it looks kind of like a yod, you stretch it out a little bit to make it look like a yod, that's possible. Because you didn't write that yod, you just, you know, extended it. And therefore, it's possible. Or more classic example, let's say I want to write a reish, I wrote a dalet. What's the difference between a reish and a dalet? What's the difference between a reish and a dalet? This is a reish. And this is a dalet. The difference is, this little chupchik. What's the translation of a chupchik? This little dot on the upper right hand. What? So this chupchik, it's a real good translation. The chupchik on the right, top corner is what makes the reish the dalet. So what am I going to do? I made it a dalet. I'll erase it. I'll erase the chupchik. Now it looks like a reish. Again, a dalet is a reish is supposed to be rounded corner. So I'll round it off. The dalet is square. I round it off. Is it a kasheros or not a kasheros? Do I write the reish or do I write a dalet? Pasul, Chok Tochos. That's the din of Chok Tochos. For those learning Gittin, the sugya on Daf Chav. I'm sure you get there soon.
Yehuda example, right? Yehuda that you take on Chav, what's the example of the Gemara gives there? Of like the name that you write?
The Gemara is a drasha. That's a different sugya. The Gemara there, I'm referring to is V'chakak, V'kasa, V'lo V'chakak. It's the din of Chok Tochos. Anyway, the Gemara gives different examples of it. Well, first, in Nafla Tipas Dio, Tocha Os, Ve'inani Keres Os, Ve'in Takana Legror Dio. A little drop of ink fell onto the cloth. You can't just, like, you know, move it around to make an Os. You didn't write it. Val Yedei Kakriya Nikra Os, Tahavi Chotokos, Upasol, Mishum de Ve'inan Ve'kasa Ve'lochakos. What did in Torah because of Dalet Ve'lochakos? That's the example I gave. O Bez Makom Chaf. What's the meaning of Bez and a Chaf?
This is a Bez. These on the top left.
The difference is this bottom right chupchik. You take off the bottom right chupchik, and you have a chaf.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it's a question if it should be rounded. Bays are square corners, chaf is rounded. But you take off the corners. You take off the chupchik, you turn it into a chaf. It's possible. Why is it possible? Because you didn't write the chaf. You wrote the bays, you turn it into a chaf. What you took away, that's not called writing. Okay. Yurchas mem psucha shenidbak psichasa v'nistuma. A mem that's supposed to be if you switch a mem psucha with a mem stuma, it's possible. It's a different os, meaning they're totally different letters, right? There's a mem at the end and there's a mem in the middle. There's a nun at the end and in the middle. So a mem psucha looks something like this, right? This is a mem psucha, and a mem stuma looks like this. So if accidentally the mem got closed, the mem psucha got closed, so what are you going to do? You're going to erase this area, and now it's kosher. What's the halacha? Is this kosher or not? It's possible, it's chok tochos. But the halacha is, here, you don't have to erase the whole letter. Here you can just erase the whole top, and then you can write an end mem. Because a mem is really made out of two separate sections. With a reish, it's not enough to erase even a leg. It's a machlokas, but that's how he passes. Not if Reish likes it. It's one letter. He's erased the whole thing. And then write the Reish. He has to erase the whole Dalek, write a Reish. He has to erase the whole, you know, Oz. But the man is made of two separate sections. You can erase one section and then write, this was written in Bekashrus, this part of the man. The top part was written in Psul, and that's why you can erase the top part and rewrite it. Again, these are very complicated halachas that are relevant for Sofrim. It's just good to be aware of the basics. So we'll try to run through them. Mem psucha shenidbak psichas v'nistema sef yurches. The mem gets closed. Ein moi ligra devek lefoskli. You can't just open it up. Shenali kok tochos. Umatakana. So how do you fix it? Shiro kol achartom v'tishar tzuras nun kfufa. V'achar chitov v'ashagar. If the reish looked like a dalet, you can't just erase the leg of it. You have to erase the whole thing, because it's all one letter. The mem has two sections to it, so you can erase one section, and then you can rewrite that section. That's the Chabad Paskins. The Mishum devena gag devena yerach nasu b'psul. Hilchak tzarich ligror shneim. If nikva osa lo nitva osa is very nogei lach lemaisa. Letters get stuck together. Vein kodesh digvar vein achash digvar pasul. So it's pasul. But in gara we free the kasher v'lamikri chok tochos. Meachash osa atz maisa ksuva b'tikuna. You have two letters they touch. Separating them is not chok tochos. The letters are written. They're just touching. That's also important halacha. That sometimes you could just separate the letters. It's not a problem. Shlok Kasidran. Kasha Oz Atzma Haisek Suv V'Tikuna. V'im Nagu Ragle Hahei V'Akuf B'Gag Yigror Haregel V'Yachzor Katven. If the Akuf and a Hey, where's my Hey? Here's a Hey. It's what's called like this. If it goes up too much, it looks like a Ches. Right? It goes up too much, it looks like a Ches. The Hey turned the Ches because the Regel went up. Or likewise, a Kuf went up. So what do you do? What do you have to erase? What's the Machaber say? Yigro haregel v'yachzor kesvenu. You don't erase the whole hay. You just erase the regel. V'in tzarech ligro kol ha'olos ki ha'gag kedi nechtav. The gag was written properly. If you know the regel ha'alef v'gag ha'alef or p'nei ha'alef v'fnim ha'gag sh'takteh ha'pasol v'in takana v'greiro l'afrida. An aleph apparently is considered one os. It's not two separate sections. And if you erase the whole aleph. Avich v'tolkos el yigro kol ma'shenasev v'psul v'yachzor kesvenu. Okay, a lot of interesting halachos here. Like I said, the Sefer called Sefer Torah Shnim Sefer Tos is an excellent resource that everybody should have if they have a shul or if they have a shilas like this, because you usually have to ask on the spot. You can't you can't call somebody on Shabbos and you can't ayin. You have to know how to ask on the spot, so it's a very good resource. Yeah. That's a good idea. I have to try to figure out how we can try to bring things in.
Ran a little bit of a. Yeah. What happens when it's after the waiting and you find a mistake? So what do we see then?
So that's the Din Hilchos Kriya Satara. It's not connected to this. Meaning, here we're wondering, is it a problem? You're asking a separate question. There, the halacha is that we assume after you finished, then it's over. Because we assume, like the Rambam, that.
I'm saying same thing with film that day. Like, let's say you.
If you sent your tefillin to a sofer and there was a psul, so you should put on the tefillin that day.
You have to put it on again after.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah. Okay. Kriyas Torah is different. Kriyas Torah could be, you can read Kriyas Torah with the Sefer Torah Pasul, because there's a Truvas Rambam like that. We don't do the Chathila, but after the Achar Maisa, we don't make you reread the Kriya. Tefillin, if it's Pasul, it's Pasul. So serious. Yeah. People sometimes check the tefillin for 20 years, they see they were wearing Pasul and tefillin. You know, there was an extra word, an extra letter, something was missing. It happens. It's not fun. Certainly. The emes is that when it comes to getting tefillin checked, it really depends where you got them. If you got them in a reputable place, so it's probably better not to check them, because when they check the tefillin, they open up the batim. If they fell into a lake, or if like hours, then it's probably good I get them checked, because there's a reyesa. But if there's no reyesa, tefillin can last. Thank God our tefillin are made in such good quality that it lasts. If your tefillin were bought by your parents or your grandparents for your mitzvah, you have no idea where they got them, and they weren't necessarily so medayik, so then it's probably good I get them checked, because you have to know. But if you know that they were bought in a raw viable place, it's probably better not to get them checked because, like I said, it's a certain amount of wear and tear on the bottom. But it really depends, you know, on the reality. Okay. Yod Tess. Tchila Saksiva Yomar Befiv O Ani Kosev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. As I mentioned before, just like when you're Ma'abid the Oros, you have to say, or at least think, but L'Chatchila say you're doing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. So too, when you write, you should say you're doing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Milvadze V'Chol Pam Shekosev Askara, every time you write Shem Hashem. No, you can say it in English. I'm writing L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin, you know, for the sanctity of the phylacteries. I think that would also be okay. I don't think people say that so much, but I think it would be okay. There are certain halakas of things that have to be said in Hebrew, like because Kohanim has to be said in Hebrew. But this is not one of them. So this is just a question of intention, and we want you to explicate your intention. There's a separate halakha. You write Shem Hashem, you have to say the Shem Kedushas Hashem. Some say it's enough to think it. So what we do is that you say it the first time, and then every time you continue writing, we thinking is enough. You shouldn't be writing when you're half asleep because you're not going to write the kavana. You might make mistakes, etc. Oh, that's a good ha'ara. So I think it's discussed somewhere. They try to do it in one sitting. Al pi Kabbalah, you're supposed to do it in one sitting. It's very hard, so people take breaks. But there is Inyan to do it in one sitting. The way you do, when they start writing, they say, these tefillin are writing the shape of the tefillin. So that kind of covers you. So the whole tefillin, even if you come back tomorrow, usually when they come back, they try to say it again, you know. In some places, like it's on the wall, you know, everything I do today will be a shame to just fill in, you know, just like when you go make matzahs, it's the same type of thing. I'm not sure maybe you missed that point. Here in Sif Hei, Sif Kamehei Meshabur, Chasuf Sifra Kavanos from the Arizal, Shel Chathchila Yichtov Kol Parsha Shel Rosh Shel Yad Ritzufim, Vol Yafsik Bineim Bishum Dibur Klal. So he thinks that Chathchila should write the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh Ritzufim, the Shel Rosh and Shel Yad. I don't know why he says Shel Rosh. I'm not sure why he says Shel Rosh or Shel Yad. We hold you do Shel Yad, Kodem Shel Rosh. Yeah, we don't. It's very hard to do. It's very hard to do. People take breaks. I mean, it's very hard to do. Okay. We have a few more minutes. Where are we now? In Sif Yud Tes. You say the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Okay. Chaf. So I have a doctor with Chaser Shem Kedushas Tefillin. That you have to be very careful not to leave out a vav or yud, even though it doesn't make a difference in the meaning. But by Tefillin, it's Ma'akev. The Gemara says in Kedushin by Sifrei Torah, we're not bekeen with Chaser V'Seseris, meaning we don't know exactly all the yuds and the vavs in the Sifrei Torah, and that's okay for the Sifrei Torah. For Tefillin, we have Masorah, and our Masorah is the same, Sfarad and Ashkenazim, we have exactly Masorah, with Mezuzos, one vav, Mezuzas, with one vav, Mezuzos, two vavs, sometimes this, sometimes that, all the words are exactly the same. So the sofer sold possible things. He violated Gezel. The person is mivatal a mitzvah, and he's saying a bracha batala. So the sofer has to be very careful. And that's why the halacha is. As the Mechaber writes, next sif, kol parsha achashik tvena, yikrenet hetev, chavana v'dikduk, pamay v'shalash. You have to do haggah. Usually they don't do it, the sofer does it, and then he sends it to somebody else to look at. And what's very accepted today is that there's a haggat machshev, that a computer checks it. The computers don't make mistakes. when it comes to chaser seseres. It doesn't really help so much with the tsuras osios, but because the way, at least that's my knowledge, the computers, the programs we have today, I'm sure you could probably change this, but the programs they have today really just check if there are extra letters or letters are missing. In terms of the actual tsura, it's not exact, but in terms of chaser seseres, it helps a lot. That some people think that you shouldn't use the Sefer Torah if it's very standard today. Actually, Chassidim, even people are very, very traditional. It's a hinder. And the Metzias is that even after people check the Sefer Torah twice, three times, they find mistakes. The computer finds mistakes. So it's a very, very kedai.
It scans over the
whole night? They do Hagat Machshev also for Tefillin and Mezuzah. It's not as hard to check. It's a smaller, area. Okay. You have to read it again before you put it in. You have to make sure you put the parshas in the right box. Okay.